Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Odd 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark, everyone. It's been a long while, a long 2 months, 2.5 months-ish. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza, back for season 5, episode 1. Would you look at that? Season motherfucking 5.
We're back, baby.
Shit's crazy. Oh, yeah, I got a guest today.
Hey.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, Apes.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm April. I am a director and producer at Wild 7 Studios.
Shout out Wild 7 Studios. Always hosting Simpin' After Dark. My people, we out here in downtown LA, ready to get this started. I'm so excited. It's been too long.
I know.
Even though it's only been 2 months, like, it feels like a fucking minute. I feel like I took like a 6 month long vacation.
I mean, even taking 2 weeks off of work, it feels like forever. And it's like hard to get back into your rhythm and you forget how to do things. But yeah. I'm excited to be back. I'm sure you are too. So
I am.
I'm sure they're excited.
I hope you guys are excited. I hope every single one of my listeners are back here excited, because I got a lot to talk about. Like, even though I've been off the mic, I've been saving and screenshotting things and just on all the socials, like, looking for every single possible thing that I could talk about. And there's a lot. Like, it's been wild. Yeah. On the socials, like, so many things.
Especially with certain shows that are on the air right now, I feel like there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, if you're on TikTok, you know what's up.
Yeah.
And also, with this episode, what we're going to be talking about a lot, and what's like a very current, trending as fuck topic, Euphoria. So I hope you all watch.
Oh, everybody watches.
Everybody watches. Everybody. And that's why I did a poll, and 90% of you guys on Instagram said you watch Euphoria. So, my people, let's talk about it.
And before we get into it, just want to know, is this a spoiler-free conversation?
Hell no.
All right. Didn't think so. Because I feel like at this point, you know, if you watch Euphoria, you're up to date. So
yeah. At this point, if you haven't watched it, what are you doing?
Yeah, you have to.
And like, I feel like it's fine. I feel like spoilers are not that bad. Like, it's still about the journey, not the destination. Yeah. Like, people have tried to, not tried to, like, deliberately, but people have spoiled things for me before, like, movies or whatever, and I still watch it, and it's still good. Like, if it's a good movie or show, it'll still be good.
Yeah.
So, it's not a big deal. And by the time I drop this, hopefully, I'll have given an update on Instagram or a warning saying that I'm going to be talking about it. I did make a tweet about it, so by the time this comes out, you have, like, a week. Or so.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What other topics? Well, of course, a song. I guess I always forget to do this. Simpin' After Dark is a podcast where I pick a song, get into some lyrics, and based on that, it spirals into a bunch of other conversations that have to do with that. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, so I'm always seeing just trending topics of social media discourse that I want to get into. So it all kind of ties together. It's all fun. We try to get a little deep. Sometimes it's sad. Sometimes it's funny. But it's always juicy. So.
And always real.
Always real. Mm-hmm. And April's been on this podcast before. If you guys have been listening for a long time.
Season one or two or three.
Probably season two.
Yeah?
I think so. I don't think you were on season one.
No, but no, maybe not.
Yeah, season two, I think you and Alexa were on an episode. We did a Nightshade special. And then I'll link all the episodes that you have been on in the description. If you guys think April is cool, then you can go back and listen to those. We did a Nightshade episode, so you and Alexa.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
one with you and Stephanie where we talked about our Joshua Tree trip.
Yeah, and it's funny, we actually talked about Malcolm and Marie
in one of our
Nightshade episode specials, which is hilarious because same director, same actor.
Sam Levinson, that's so true.
So here we go again.
Yeah, so I think that'll kind of be a future thing for Simpin is talking about just like interesting media period, not just music. I mean, of course, I will always incorporate a song. And it's not always going to be R&B. I try to keep it in the R&B realm. So like alternative, indie, neo soul, all that. But today the song is Party Tricks by Ayana. She doesn't have a lot of music out. On Spotify, I think she has like two songs. And I was like trying to look for other songs. But she's amazing. I found her Instagram and it says she is a songwriter too. And an actress. And she's artist an actress or whatever. Too? I guess like for her latest release, which is Alone. Her song or the music video got like into some short film festival or whatever.
Oh, sick.
But
she's really good.
Yeah, her voice is amazing. Mm-hmm. She recently wrote a song. It was like in September of last year. She wrote a song and she was like, I'm officially a songwriter for a song with Katie Cash featuring Kiana Lede, who I've actually featured a song by Kiana Lede on the podcast before. Mm-hmm. I fuck with her. So she's a songwriter. So I feel like she's just a renaissance woman, just like doing all these things.
Yeah.
But she's talented as fuck. Her voice is beautiful. Majestic. She has a lot of emotion to it. Like it's one of those voices that can make you cry. Like when I was trying to pick a clip to share on the episode.
Yeah.
I was like, beautiful, beautiful. Like I could almost cry. I could like choke up a little. Let's go ahead and play a clip though before I get into lyrics or talk about it anymore.
I don't want to ask you twice, but I'll ask you one more time. Tell me, if I left the party, would you look for me? Would you wonder where?
She sounds kind of like Rihanna a little bit. Did you mention that or no? Or
was it something else that we were listening to where I was like, this voice reminds me of Rihanna. Yeah.
There's a siren.
Shout out.
always got to associate that siren with Wild 7 Studios.
Every single time. Yes. I was going to say her voice kind of, I don't know if it's her voice, but kind of just like the emotion in her voice in a way. I don't know if this is a reach. Leona Lewis.
Oh, Leona Lewis, yeah.
Like the keep bleeding love, that whole vibe.
Yeah, no, it sounds like her a little bit. Oh, jeez.
Sheesh. Crazy. Do you guys hear this?
This is Friday night in LA, in downtown LA.
So. Probably a little extra crazy.
Yeah. All right,
let's go. But yeah, just like very just vulnerable and open digging deep into like those kind of shameful feelings. Ugh. If you caught onto the lyrics, it's basically just about being in a relationship, situationship, where the love is not really reciprocated. Like, you're down bad. Like, you look stupid. You're going above and beyond for this other person. And, like, you to them mean nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, you're literally just there for fun. And she kind of uses, like, a metaphor of, like, a party. Like, you're both at a party. It's cool. You're there. Mm-hmm. But if you were to leave, would they even notice? Would they even care? Would they even look for you?
Bruh. Oh, that breaks my heart.
Right? Yeah. I think
everyone
can relate to that.
Yeah.
It's sad. And I think specifically tying into Euphoria.
Yep. Reminds me of
something. Did I say that weird?
Euphoria.
Euphoria. Euphoria. My bad. I think it's very much a feeling that a high school girl can relate to. like maybe guys too, but I think in general, yeah. like I know I can look back. And if you knew me in high school, no, the fuck you didn't. Yeah. Fuck you.
You don't fucking know me.
But I definitely was like a little party girl, and always have been like a diehard, like romantic. Even though I was like shy and wouldn't show it, in my head I was just like over exaggerating all these relationships that I had. It was all this like unrequited love. Unrequited? Unrequited?
Sounds right.
Either way. But yeah, I was always like this little sad girl. So this song definitely hits for me.
Yeah, it reminds me definitely of Cassie, I mean, in Euphoria.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was like, Cassie.
Yeah, all of us can relate to that feeling of being down bad and not having control of your feelings and not being able to stop yourself from making such terrible decisions and, like, making yourself look like a fool to this person.
Exactly.
It's sad, but it's like, man, okay. I mean, I'm sure you're going to get into this, but. There's been a lot of hate on Cassie on the internet.
Lots of Cassie lately. Slander.
It's so sad. And I just want to say she's an amazing, I mean, I don't know her personally. She's amazing, amazing actress. And I'm sure she's an amazing person.
One of the best actresses on the show, I think.
Yeah. And man, her range is really insane. I mean, she's hot. She's a great actress. She's vulnerable. She's a psycho, you know, she's dramatic and she's not afraid to look like a fool. And like in this last episode when she's like bawling her eyes out, it's such a good scene.
Crying, throwing up. She took crying and throwing up to a new actual like, level.
I love that.
Gave us the best reaction meme. Immediately yeah. saved that to my reaction meme folder.
Yes. Such a good scene. Like the best scene of the show so far.
Did you hear about how like I guess she was like crying? I don't know if it was like on Twitter, if she was actually crying.
Because well, people were calling her ugly.
Did you see that?
I didn't look at the tweets, but I've seen a lot of like TikToks and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't see the tweets, this. Which I'm like chronically.
I mean, no, I think it's
chronically on Twitter. So
I'm not.
I'm just some, like, I thought I would have seen them, but I don't know. I was like, that's so fucked up. Yeah. Like now she's gonna be all self conscious, which like hopefully not. But like imagine you're just trying to act and give like a genuine performance, and then people are like, oh, she looks so ugly.
Well, it's crazy.
No shit,
it's
she's drunk and throwing up. Like what the fuck do you expect?
And it's all these guys, of course. But, I mean, it's just crazy because, like, at the beginning of the season, you know, she's, like, being super sexualized. I mean, you see, like, her tits a lot. And, I mean, she's, like, everyone's talking about how hot this girl is and whatever. And, like, now that she's gone through this scene that makes her look this way, not a very attractive way and more of, you know, a serious actor, people are hating. And it's, like, really sad, you know. And she's still beautiful. Like,
yeah,
I can't believe people are making haters. Her feel that way and just fucked up.
I know. It's so sad.
Internet,
like, people had her on a pedestal. So I'm sure like for her, like to go from that to seeing a bunch of people call her ugly.
But you know what? I respect the fuck out of her. You know, she's a really good actress. And it's really hard to put yourself in that situation to where you look ugly. A lot of actors are really afraid to look ugly on screen.
And I think that's what holds back a lot of people or like takes them to like a new level when they aren't afraid to do that.
100%. That really separates the great actors from the okay or not so good ones. And so facts. She took a really big leap. She doesn't give a fuck, you know, what people are saying, but it's still really harmful to hear all these negative things on the internet. But it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's sad. So we love Cassie. Or how do you feel about her as a character with everything going on, how she's doing Maddie?
I mean, I am annoyed. I was annoyed by her, definitely. I mean, she's, but at the same time, I cannot judge her because, I mean, I've been in situations where I can totally relate to
her. Are you a Cassie apologist?
Apologist? I mean, I don't know about that.
It's called having empathy. So if you guys are out here fucking crying and screaming on the internet that Cassie is a little hoe, like,
no,
come on. Like, look into your soul. Have some empathy. Like, she has daddy issues. Like, she's been through so much. Like, she's, like,
and she's
lonely.
But she's in, also, she's in high school.
And she's in high school. Like, I feel like so many people are judging these characters. Character, you know? Mm-hmm. Based on, like, if they were, like, fully developed, self-aware, like, have gone through shit as adults.
They're projecting. They're like, I would never do that. But it's also, like, do you even remember what your mental state was when you were 16, 17 years
old? Literally. Like, if you can't, like, look back and realize how much you have changed since high school, that means that you probably still are the same as you were in high school.
Yeah.
Or, like, you just have no self-awareness. Like, I don't believe you. I don't believe you if you were, like, 100% a good person in high school, if you think that you were.
And if you were, then
Good for you.
Are you boring?
Just kidding. I mean, yeah. I mean,
no, but it's really like sleep alone.
Character development. Like, how boring if you like have not changed. Like, good for you if you've always been a good person. Yeah. But like, I think we should have empathy for people that have gone through shit and like can recognize. Like, if you can't look back and be like, damn, I was a pick me, I was desperate, I was lonely, then.
Yeah.
And what is it?
But also, like, all of these characters represent, you know, different, you know, like archetypes or whatever. And you have, you know, you have the Maddie character who's like this very secure bad bitch, like, knows what she wants, you know, like, these guys can't control her. Like, she's very powerful, but she's flawed as well. And then you have like Cassie, and she's definitely more, she claims to be like kind of innocent and gullible, but like, you know, she's insecure. And I mean, she's also just very, very nice to where she lets people take advantage of her. And I feel like that's something that a lot of people can relate to. You know, it doesn't make you stupid. It just makes you a little bit like you just need to grow up, you know, and learn a little bit more. But I mean, at that age, you know, you can't blame her.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of Jules a little bit. I feel like her and Jules' character kind of overlaps in the way that, like, okay, so obviously Jules is getting just run through the mud now too, because she's a mess. Like, she's out here fucking around with Elliot. And, like, her and Rue, like, they do not need to be together, first of all. But you could just tell with, like, Jules, does she really love Rue, do you think? Because she kind of is giving the same energy as Cassie for me, where, like, she just is going to take attention from anyone that kind of makes her feel special.
Yeah.
And I think that's the first person that's made her feel special. Because, like, before that, she was, like, hooking up with, like, random dudes on the internet or, like, well, fucking Nate's dad.
Yeah, she has issues, too. But, I mean, I think she definitely loves Rue, but it's definitely toxic, you know? But does it take away from how strong the love is to her?
I don't know. This last episode, like, it was fucked up. And, like, I just keep having to remember, okay, they're in high school. They're stupid. Like, when they dropped off Rue on the side of the road and she, like, had just drank and took all these drugs. And then she just goes to Elliot. And then she turns off her phone. Like, what if she's, like, trying to call you and she's, like, ODing somewhere, or, like, she's in jail or, like, whatever the fuck it is. And you just turn off your phone.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I mean, she's mad at Rue for lying to her about the drugs. And she wants to, you know, she wants no interruptions with Elliot.
Did she? I don't think she knew at that point.
He told her.
I think he told her after she turned off her phone and went to lay down, no?
Wait. I don't remember.
I feel like she was, like, standing up. She's like, can I buy a shirt? After she gets out of the shower. And then she's, like, standing there and she, like, turns off her phone. And then she goes and lays down and kind of cuddles up with him. He's like, I have to tell you something.
I don't know. I feel like that was before, but we'll have to go back.
I could be wrong. I don't know. Let us know.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I hadn't seen the Jules special up until like 2 weeks ago. And that really kind of changed the way I saw, you know, her and where she's coming from with her love for Rue. And yeah, scared. Like, you know, she loves her because, Rue's the first person to see her for who she is, you know, and I don't know, that's a very powerful feeling. Like, your first love. A lot of these characters are going through that for the first time. Like, I remember what that's like back then, you know, experiencing that such a strong feeling at that young of age.
But then, like, looking back and realizing, was that love?
No, I mean, but what is love?
Right?
What
is love?
For real, like, who, you know, people try to argue this to me, but I really do believe, you know, young love and old love is still kind of the same. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the same love.
Valid.
But they're both valid because to a young person, they experience it very, very, very strongly. But it's a different kind of love than what old people experience. But older people can experience it at a lower passionate level, I think. But it's very true.
I think it's kind of just like immature love, but it's still love.
But it like, feels, you know, like
if someone's an immature human, they're still a human. They're just immature. They're just not fully developed. But it still is that. It still is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the spectrum, so whatever.
Yeah. There's so many fucking things that we could go on about.
Yeah.
Euphoria. We'll talk about other characters too. I want to talk about like Kat also. But yeah. I do want to get into some lyrics here because it'll tie into like everything too. Like this song like really reminds me of Cassie, especially if she would just realize and like grow up. Mm-hmm. Stand up. Stand up, Cassie.
She's standing up though.
I hope she does. I mean, she stood up to him to be crazy, which I loved that.
Her eyes were psychotic.
But it was also in the name of, like, I am going to get you no matter what versus, like, you're not going to play me, I think, more. You know? I don't know.
A bit psycho.
So verse one, Ayana, she says, oh, by the way, she's from the UK, originally from Jamaica. But it's so funny because I literally ended the last season talking about, like, how these UK girlies are making great music. And also, I have next week another episode that I'm doing, also a UK girlie.
Okay.
So, I'm telling you, that's my shit. I didn't even, like, mean to. I know I said I was like, next season I'll do more UK girlies. UK girlies. Episode one and two, what do you know?
Yeah.
All right, so verse one. How do you do that thing where you tell me that you will be calling, but I end up dropping the line? And how do you do that thing where you tell me that you will be coming, but I end up out front, oof, drunk on love? Like, tell me that's not fucking Cassie, bro.
Definitely.
That's sad. And it's just like, I get girls that will DM me or hit me up on TikTok or whatever and like being like, oh, I like this guy, but I don't know if he likes me. I don't know what I should do. Like, I keep trying to hang out, but then, like, he'll, like, keep trying to postpone or whatever it is. Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like,
honestly.
There's your answer.
All I can think of is that one movie, He's Just Not That Into You.
Period.
Such an awakening film, honestly.
It's so good.
Everybody needs to hear it.
Everybody thinks they're exception.
If he doesn't sound interested, and he's putting you off and making excuses and not making time for you, like, he clearly does not want to hang out. And he doesn't care for you, like, period. I know that we try to spin things in our head, like, oh, maybe,
try to rationalize
but
it.
But no, like, I think guys or, you know, girls, like, we all kind of, we'll prioritize the things that we want to do, like, 100%. And for the people that we like, that we prioritize, that we deem important. So,
yeah, I think it's
pay
really
attention to those signs. But I get it. Like, it's hard. I've been there.
Yeah, because, like, when you're head over heels for someone, like, you want them to like you so bad. So it's like trying to make two puzzle pieces that don't fucking fit.
Yeah. Or if you're just trying to get some, like, you tell yourself, I don't really care, but I'm trying to get it. And then, but then you end up falling and it's like, you know,
you got to be strong to do that.
Either way, you shouldn't act, you know, quote unquote desperate. You know what I mean?
Well, I just think it's literally just as simple as, like, if they liked you, you would know. Like, if you're having to question it.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
Or maybe they do, but, like, you're not a priority. Maybe they do, but they probably also like these other girls or guys or whatever. So if you have to question it, just go with your gut feeling, right? Yeah. Like, the fact that, like, she's talking about, and this reminds me of Cassie, like, you told me you would call, but I end up having to call. You told me you're going to come through, but I end up having to pull up.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Or you tell me you love me, but I'm over here, like, trying and doing
everything.
I'm
the only one showing
it. Keep us together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Sad.
Talk is cheap.
Yep. And then she says, I understand that it is magic. No one knows me. Makes my pride disappear like you do. Thinking it's voodoo, baby. And when I ask you to show me the trick, you tell me that you can't reveal secrets. So he's like a shady ass magician doing all these tricks on her.
Oh, damn.
And like, I think real quick, we could talk about something. Mm-hmm. Ties exactly into this.
Yes.
Like, if you follow me on Instagram or TikTok, every time I post something, there's like all these fucking voodoo, or not even voodoo, but just like witchcraft in general, love spell people in my comments, like with these like totally spammy, like advertisement type comments, mm-hmm. talking about like, oh my God, I almost lost my husband. I thought it was over. And then I talked to Dr. blah, la 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 la, and he repaired my marriage with a love spell.
Dr. Lovecraft.
At Dr. Yeah, literally, what the fuck ever. And like, I have actual ones because like I took screenshots. Usually I delete every single comment because I don't need no sad, brokenhearted girl in my comments seeing it and like thinking like, oh, I need to resort to this. Oh, like, I hope none of you guys would do that. But I just delete the comments immediately. But I screenshotted these ones literally yesterday.
Crazy sound outside. Yeah, no, it's funny. I've never heard of that before, especially on TikTok.
It's wild.
I mean, I've heard of, like, obviously I've heard of witchcraft and, like, using, you know, like...
It's great marketing.
Like, period blood to, like, seduce men. I mean, this is all just, like, you know, heard of. I don't know how true that is, but there's a lot of these, like, witch-like tactics, you know, that...
But I feel like every time we've seen it in a movie or whatever, it never ends well.
No, I mean, because technically it's like a black magic.
The craft.
Whenever you put a spell on somebody, right?
I Googled really quick because I was like, what the fuck is a love spell? Like, blah, blah, blah. And they were basically saying, I don't even remember what website, I don't care, that you can use white magic, but for white magic, for love spells, you usually need to find a really good, like, love spell person, witch, whatever you want to call them, to do these things for you in order for it to be powerful enough. Mm-hmm. If not...
Because it's probably more like manifestation. Black
magic.
Right? Like manifestation rather than like a tricky kind of way.
Yeah, I guess. Because like for some of these, they're like, you need a piece of hair or whatever. And we've all seen those like TikToks of girls like, if you want him to be obsessed with you and only think about you, always only, first thing when he wakes up in the morning, last thing when he goes to sleep, then get a journal, write down his name 553 times. What?
That's so funny. That was like one of the first short films I ever made in college was like this like love witch type of thing.
Oh, that's right.
Remember? And yeah, it ends up not well because everybody knows like, it's like a mythology kind
of thing. It sounds cool in like theory, like that's tight, that's dope, like
there's
hell yeah.
There's consequences to those.
Let me do a
actions,
spell, make my dude like be obsessed but with also, me. But also like, please. No,
you wouldn't, nobody would ever want that. Like you think in theory, that's a good thing, right? To be loved forever and be obsessed by the person that you love. But no, it's,
yeah. Who wants like, that? Have you guys not seen The Craft? Please, like she was so annoyed of him, like immediately.
It happens with any movie that involves like, you know, romantic witch.
It never fucking ends well. So yeah. So for example, this one person was like, hello, I have this powerful man who helped me cast a spell on my ex and I started getting results in 24 hours. He can help you at Dr. Something Something. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm like, delete. And then, okay.
First of all, like, I mean, asking a man to help you with your man problems.
Wait, so you're assuming it's a man doctor?
Wait, did it not say?
No.
Oh, cut that out. Wait, no, you said he will help you.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay. Bitch, fuck you. I was like, I do that sometimes. I will admit to it. Everybody does it.
Yes. What's it called? I guess me in my head, I just wanted it to be a lady so bad.
No, right? It's
yeah. What the fuck? Ain't trusting no fucking man witch.
That's what I just said.
Man witch. And this other one's like, love spell to fix any issues in relationships. Contact this spiritual doctor. He helped me restore my marriage. Now that you mention it, I feel like it is mostly always like, he helped me. Like, guy doctors. Mm-hmm. Like, where the fuck are, like, since when are there wizards? I thought it was just witches.
No. No, they're out there. They're
that's out there. Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, because it's all related to like the satanic, you know, church and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and like the founder of the satanic church, the dude. Like,
I fuck with the satanic church. Don't.
I know.
Don't hate me before you look into it, y'all. I'm not like a Satanist. That's not what that means.
No, I know. I've done a lot of research on
it. If you like look up like their whatever number commandments, like just fire.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with it. Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. I follow it.
Yeah.
Mostly.
So, everyone's going to be like, okay, these block.
Satanic bitches.
Never listening to
I mean,
again.
Anybody
Come
that
on.
Knows Nightshade, though.
Yeah.
They already know.
You see the work we do.
We made so many witch shit.
We live that life, baby. I'm just kidding. Yeah. We're good people, though, at the end of the day. Because, I mean, I think truly if you're into just, like, energy and spiritual, whatever, all that, you know that you're going to get whatever you put out into the world back at you.
Well, you know what's funny? I was just looking at TikTok. Tom Brady's wife, the beautiful model.
Giselle,
whatever her last
Munchkin?
Name is. Munchkin? That's not her last name. I don't know her last
Far
name.
Far from Munchkin.
But apparently she is a witch. You know, she makes Tom Brady, you know, like do all these things with crystals and like rituals and manifestations. And he basically claims that like, you know, she's a reason that he is like so successful and stuff. And he's like, I stopped questioning
her. She claims
her.
That?
No, he claims.
He claims that.
Yeah, like he really what? Believes in her powers. Anytime he's interviewed about it, he tells reporters and stuff like, no, you know, I stopped questioning her years ago. You know, she just has me do certain things at different times. Like, you know, maybe if there's a new moon or a full moon or whatever. And just knows like when to manifest and like, and she's just always like making altars for him and whatever.
What
anyway.
The hell? Like, I'm having a hard time picturing all this.
Yeah, but I'm like, damn, okay.
Is he in his like football outfit still? He's all sweaty. I don't know. Yeah. Hard anyway, to picture, but
witches, they're real.
That's funny. I mean, energy is real. So just like prayer, whatever it is, like if you like put your energy into something, you're going to see it come into fruition, whatever it is that you're looking to do. So whether you look at that as praying or manifesting, whatever it is, at the end of the day, you got to put in work.
Yeah.
And if you're a good person, the universe, God, whatever is going to help you out. So
another word is like realizing, like right, like
realize
like to realize something, like you're making something real, you know. Same shit.
That's true. I like that word.
Yeah, I know, it's so
realized. Okay, Kylie Jenner.
No, that, not like, oh, we're all realizing everything.
Hey, but she was right, though. Like, I was realizing that year.
I mean,
and I've been realizing ever since.
We're always realizing things. I mean, okay, whatever. Maybe Kylie, you know, she had a different.
She was right. Kylie was right.
She might have, you know, a different word. Or
it was
something.
Funny because like when she first said that, it was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think she's deeper than she looks. She meant something. I get it.
She looks a little like she would be funny a little bit, Kylie. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but anyway, back to this.
Anyway, back to Euphoria. Back to your regular
back
programming.
To Euphoria. Okay, so he makes her pride disappear. She's like, what the fuck, like how is this happening? Like, I wonder, like, do guys do magic on girls? Like, what do guys do? Like, it's clearly about focusing your energy. What the fuck are they doing to make girls like act stupid and go crazy over them?
They're more like magicians where it's like fake magic.
Oh my god, you're so right. That's what she says. Like, I ask you to show me the trick, you tell me that you can't reveal secrets.
Yeah,
like a magician.
Yes,
they don't got real fucking magic and
think
powers.
About it, you know, like magicians do like the sleight of hand.
We crack the code, ladies.
Yo. I mean, like, I feel like women have like real magic, right?
We know how to focus our energy, guys.
No, I mean,
can't,
I don't
like
know.
Fucking collect their
can't
thoughts.
General. I can't generalize. I hate generalizing.
Of course,
but you know, for the sake of this,
I'm not a man.
Shut up.
But in general. I just don't
if
picture guys sitting there like, please let her like me. Please look like really.
No. It's more manipulative for the most part, right? I mean. Sleight of hand, like they have your attention here, they make you believe something, and then like all of a sudden you're in love, and there's a lot of manipulation tactics in what guys do.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I feel it.
Guys are fucking manipulative sometimes.
They are, and I feel like definitely women are too. But I feel like when we do it, it's okay.
Okay, I told you about that time that I was dating this guy who was a bit older. Like it was like my first time dating like an older guy, like. Whatever. Not like old man, just older, you know, like a bit of an age difference. And I kind of felt like that happened quite often where like he would trick me and just try to like seem smarter than he was.
What kind of tricks?
Like we'd be playing Jeopardy or not playing Jeopardy. We'd be watching Jeopardy and at his place and we would like see who can answer more of the questions.
Oh my God, don't tell me he's seen the same episode like 50 times.
He probably did. But how am I supposed to know? And so he was getting all these answers right. Okay, maybe he's just very smart. Maybe, right? Whatever.
Yeah, that shit is suspicious. But when I'm guys like, know all the answers. I'm like, how the fuck do you know all this?
I'm like,
why was he Jeopardy one time with the guy too, and he knew all the answers?
Really?
Are guys just, I feel like guys are just good at trivia though.
I'm telling you, sort of, yes.
But also but maybe they so watch the same episode.
And also, wouldn't you think that that's like a good way to make girls kind of like you and make you think you're smart and all this stuff.
He's so smart.
Wow, he knows all of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, it was his idea. If it was your idea or our idea, that'd be a different story.
You gotta pay attention like to like the nuance. Like who, like did he implant that thought in your mind? Maybe even you suggested it maybe earlier in the day he mentioned. No. I used to always watch Jeopardy with my grandma. And then you're scrolling and he scrolls by it on purpose.
No. He definitely chose. But that's also another kind of magic, like, you know, trick.
Planting seeds.
Fuck that. Mm-hmm.
Pay attention, ladies.
Sketch.
Stable.
Sketch.
Yeah. All right.
I don't like that.
So then she says, I regret being here. I don't want to lose my pride. Then the chorus is, but I'll ask you one more time. Tell me, baby, if I left the party, would you look for me? Would you wonder where I went? Tell me, baby, if I left the party, would you look for me? Or would you just keep on dancing to your own beat? And that reminds me of like Euphoria and Cassie a lot. And just like how focused she is on Nate. When in reality, I don't think he likes her for her and who she is. He likes the idea of who she is. Like when it showed him, like when he was like all like fucked up in the hospital after Fez beats his ass. And he's having like that weird fantasy picturing his future with Cassie, just kind of like comparing how like with Maddie, like it was different. Yeah, she was like the fucking spicy Latina trope, whatever. Like she would stand up to him. And with Cassie, she's just so submissive and just he could picture like a life with her, all this stuff. It's like she's so sweet. He doesn't even fucking know her. And he's picturing having babies with her.
Yeah.
Like the shit's so surface level. It's so just about like what she looks like and him idealizing her, which is dangerous. Don't let a guy ever idealize you if he's like, oh my God, I love you so much, all this, I'll do this, that for you, and he doesn't even know you like that. That's a red flag, because why the fuck are you trying to do all this? Why the fuck do you like me so much? You don't even know me. Red fucking flag, because then they're going to try to hold you up to that standard and image of what they want you to be so bad, and that could turn sour real quick.
Yep. Good example of this is Ted Mosby. How I Met Your Mother. God. I started rewatching that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he tells Robin.
Wait, so did you stop watching the new one?
Well, it's still, you know, it's...
Oh, you're waiting for the
I've already watched the four episodes that are out. But
how many seasons is How I Met Your Mother?
I don't know. There's a bit. But yeah, he tells Robin, you know, that he loves her the first time that he dates her.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, there's men out here like this.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
It's like, they're like, oh, my God, she's perfect. I love you.
And I've seen this thing about how, like, Leo placements and like Libra placements, I think, are like susceptible to love bombing because whenever people are like idealizing them and saying all these, you know, just showering them with compliments, like to them, it's just realistic because they just think so highly of themselves. They're like, of course it makes sense that they love me. Like, me.
Oh my God.
So you gotta be careful. Like, it's good to be confident, but it's also easy to eat it up when someone tries to like feed that back to you. You know, because of course in your mind you're like, of course they love me. Like I've definitely done that before. I'm like, yeah, like, definitely.
Why wouldn't you love me? It's just you have to remember it's like suspicious if somebody says that to you at a very very early stage because they don't know you. Suspicious
of everyone at all times.
Because I feel like the quicker somebody falls in love, the quicker they fall out of love. Right.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. As easy.
No, what I don't
is it?
Trust
like
that.
You get it, you lose it how you get it.
Exactly.
Like with anything.
You
like,
get it through cheating, you will lose it through them cheating.
Yeah.
You get it fast, you lose it fast.
Exactly.
So if you take your time with it, then it might last.
Just anything. Like if you aren't even working that hard for something, all of a sudden, like all these things are happening for you, you should be suspicious. Like if someone's like, oh my God,
yeah,
I saw this and like, I want to give you a contract for this, that. I feel like that's how a lot of artists get ripped off with like record label deals and stuff like that. Cause like, they're like, my God, like, of course I deserve it. Like, I've been working hard. Of course they want to offer me a $2 million this, that, that. And then they end up in a shitty ass 360 deal. Like, be careful. Realize, like, yeah, I've been working hard. But is this actually measuring up to, like, does this make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, if it seems like it's not legit, it's probably not legit.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this earlier.
Mm-hmm. Why were we talking? Oh, the scams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Y'all, stop getting hacked by Bitcoin, please.
Okay, I feel like, yes. Quick little PSA. This is happening a lot on the internet, and I feel like...
I'm sure everybody listening, either you have been hacked or you know a friend mm-hmm. or a friend of a friend that has been hacked.
On Instagram.
Somebody on Instagram posting wild shit about making $10,000.
Yeah. What? Yeah. If someone's saying that making tons of money through, you know, Bitcoin and send me your Cash App, this and that.
If someone sends you a weird link, don't click it.
Do not believe. Don't believe. Be suspicious. I think that's like the moral of the story.
Yeah. Like, don't be overly suspicious where you're ruining your life. Yeah. Being suspicious. You know, you got to believe some people do shit out of the kindness of their heart. But
no,
just be a little suspicious.
If it's too good to be true, like, don't.
It is. Don't. Yeah. Mm-mm. That's the saying. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. All right. So, verse 2. Beaten. I've been beaten. Been defeated by you. So, no more weekends. No more weakness. And no more weakness. I don't know if these lyrics are wrong. I literally looked them up on, like, 3 different websites. And uh-huh. they were fucking wrong. So, I copied and pasted them and was fixing them as much as I could. But now that it says, I don't think she would rhyme weakness with weakness.
Maybe.
No more weakness and no more weakness.
Yeah, maybe. Do you have it here? Can you play it back?
I don't think that's the clip I have of that one. But I don't know. But they definitely fucked up the lyrics. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, she doesn't have a lot of music, so, like, her lyrics weren't even accurate. I could, like, not really find no zero articles about her on the internet. Like, I just found out the Jamaica thing, I think, on her YouTube channel about me type thing. Mm. Not even on Spotify.
So she not, like, that big?
No.
What?
No. I saw something about how she was working on an EP for 2021, but there's no EP on Spotify. There's two songs on Spotify.
Damn.
And, like, she did drop a song in last year, that song Alone, but because this song is from 2019. But surprisingly, no. I think she's just, like I said, Renaissance woman, just out here doing this, doing that. So, like, anything you look into, it's not going to be very extensive, but she's obviously very talented.
Mm-hmm.
So I am looking forward to an album because I could definitely do with, like, a bunch of songs like this.
Nice.
Love it.
She's kind of like an Alexa Demi.
Yes.
A little bit.
We love
that. She does everything, too.
Shout out Alexa Demi. God, dating Jameson. If you guys follow me, you know I'm obsessed. She's,
yeah, literally obsessed with him.
April was like, calm down. Oh, yeah. April's my sister, by the way, if you guys haven't realized. I wonder if our voices sound like exactly the same. Hopefully not.
Mine's a little bit deeper.
It's weird how, like, siblings have, like, voices that sound the same. Mm-hmm. So I hope you guys can tell us apart. But yeah, Jameson is fire. If you guys have not checked out his music, I think I talked about him for like a second after I went to his show in like September for my birthday. But yeah, they're so cute together. I was like, this makes sense. I like it. He, I think, produced a couple songs for her. I seen people dragging her latest song on the internet. And I listened to like a little bit and I was like, I'll come back when I don't have like a jaded mind because everybody's like, oh, she's tone deaf, blah, blah, blah. Stop hating on my queen.
Yeah, no, I think Alexa Demi is amazing. Oh, she's really talented.
She's beautiful. She's funny. She's a great actress. Like,
and she's apparently producing some shit, so.
Okay.
She's doing it all. Respect, respect.
Yeah, I love people that are not afraid to try different things, you know?
I think she's kind of like a Selena Gomez. Like, I don't know, but, like, she doesn't have the range that Lady Gaga has, but she's got, like, an aesthetic. People gravitate toward her. You know, she can make good music, and as long as she's writing good music, I think she'll have a successful career.
Yeah, and I think she'll keep acting. I still want to watch that movie, that A24 movie with her, Waves.
Oh.
Did you ever watch that?
She's in it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know about that.
I wonder what that's on. We should watch it.
Also, though, what's his name? The guy that Rue and Jules are hanging out with.
Oh, Dominic Fike?
Yes. He sings.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
God, man. Everybody.
And he's like Zendaya on the Justin Bieber album.
weird. Dude, all of these actors. I honestly
don't listen to him too much.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't name a song, but I knew the name.
I think I've heard one of them, but
the yeah, Justin he's good. Bieber's fucking album was whack as shit. So, yeah, anyway.
And Zendaya used to sing, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, you told me that the other day. I was like, when? And you're like, yeah, this song. Everybody knows the song. I was like, no.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know it. All right. So, oh my God, this is like one of my favorite parts in the lyrics that makes me just break down. And it really fucking reminds me of Cassie. I know all this, I keep saying it, but this motherfucking part, okay? She says, I had you, we had time. I just wanted to be your type. In too deep, I was blind. You already made up your mind. Are you kidding me? Like, the song was made for Cassie.
That should have been on Euphoria.
This was made for, and I could totally picture it in Euphoria too.
Yeah.
But like that part, I just wanted to be your type. Aww. Like, literally, when that's she was so like trying to change up her look, waking up at fucking four in the morning, and he was like, wouldn't even look at her twice. Just kept switching up her style and like was fucking desperate as shit, embarrassing. Like, where's your dignity, girl? You know, like, definitely in too deep, down bad as fuck, blind as fuck. And the fact that Nate already made up his mind, like, he's fucking playing the shit out of Cassie while he's trying to get back with Maddie. He knows who he wants. He knows exactly who he wants.
But who knows if he even wants Maddie?
He wants. I don't know. Quote unquote wants. Like, he doesn't value her, but he wants her. He's not going to end up with Cassie.
No, I know. He's not going to end up with Cassie or even Maddie, I don't think. I don't think he's capable of love.
Yeah, me either. But I think in terms of who he, like, has made up his mind about.
Yeah, the fact that
he's hiding Cassie. He told that bitch, I love how sick you are, when they were fucking hooking up. Are you kidding me?
I like
me?
That you're my secret. Oh, no, she said that, right? She's like, I like that I'm your secret.
Oh my, I was like, why the fuck would you say that, bitch?
Her thing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's a defense mechanism, too. I mean, what is she going to do?
It's the pick-me-ism. Her trying to be like, if this is what you like, I like it too. You like it, I love it.
I hate that word, pick-me.
You hate it? I love it.
But I also hate on it. But I also hate the whole thing. Pick-me people. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I fucking hate a pick-me ass motherfucker, but.
Pick-me just reminds me of a pygmy.
Is that a pig?
Pygmy, isn't it? Like, it's like a.
What's a pygmy?
I thought it was like, it's like some kind of mammal, isn't it?
Probably.
Am I tripping? A pygmy.
Probably, yeah. That would make no sense if it was a pig, just because it sounds like pig.
I don't think it's a pig. Pygmy,
pig lion.
Pig. Am I tripping? Did I just make that up?
No,
pygmy people.
It's definitely a word. P-Y-G-M-Y. Oh. Oh, you said fucking animal. It's people.
No. Okay, you. I don't remember. No, that's not.
I'm just kidding.
No. All right. It's something else. Anyway.
Yeah. So then she says, "You weren't real. I was torn. I knew then I had to move on." So this is where I'm like, please, I want Cassie to get to this. I can't wait for Cassie to like realize what a dumb bitch she is. To stand up and, like, do something crazy, but, like, regain herself, you know? I'm hoping for that. Like, I swear to God.
I just wanted to blow up in her face so that she could learn a lesson.
Yeah, so she says, I can't be in your world. I'm a planet all on my own. That's a cute as fuck lyric. Please.
I know, I love that.
I don't want to ask you twice, but I'll ask you one more time. Tell me, baby. Chorus, blah, blah, blah. Verse 3. Take it. You never thought that I would take it back, but it's mine and I'm going to take it back. Dignity and all of that. How many times have I heard this track? You don't see when I turn my back. You don't see when I text you back. Deleting when I say I gave you all I could and more than what I should have. Was hoping that you would need me. To your surprise, much to my demise, you had taken more than you need me. And myself and I, we will be just fine. I can bounce back. Believe me, I will let it rain, then be on my way. Because I know if I left the party, you wouldn't notice. It's sad, but I know this. If I left the party, you would just sing along to your favorite song. End lyrics.
Damn.
A motherfucking bop.
So she, like, this whole time, she's questioning, but she knows.
She fucking knows.
At the end of the day, she knows exactly.
At the end of the day, I think we all know. I think at the end of the day, if you're questioning something, you know. You want someone to, like,
confirm
tell
it,
you yeah. what you want to hear, or to like make you feel better and baby you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I think you know. Because if it's real and if it's good for you, you're not going to have to be questioning it at all.
I think that's why a lot of times when, like, a woman makes up her mind about not being with the person she's with, you know, or whatever, breaking up with him or them, they will find something to kind of sabotage the relationship, whether it be, like, looking through phones or, you know what I mean? Like, when somebody knows, it's like they've already known the whole time, but now they're just like, they need an excuse to, you know, to end it.
You need like something solid to grasp on. Because if you don't have that, then you're really able to just rationalize staying with someone or like trying to be like, oh yeah, they love me for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all of that. We kind of talked about Cassie, Maddie, Jules. Real quick, I guess Maddie, did we talk about Maddie? Like we said, like, she's cool. I love her. But she definitely has her issues. She's definitely thinking about getting back with Nate. I love her and the fact that she, like, stood up to him in his tone. I was like, she is me.
I am her. she's gonna be back with him, you know?
Yeah. It was still funny, though.
I don't like your tone.
I'd rather a bitch be a stupid bitch with the guy and at least be calling him out and making him look stupid than, like, be Cassie. Getting walked all over.
Of course, yeah.
You know? Like,
but there's two types of people, or maybe more, but yeah, a lot of us fall into, you know, one or the other. But if you had to
pick one or the other, it's like, at the end of the day, they're both getting played.
Dude, everybody wants to be like Maddie, but not everyone is Maddie. Not everybody has the courage to be like Maddie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really, it's like fucking some hard guys, to be that confident.
Yeah. Some of you guys are Lexi. You're observers.
Fucked up. I feel like I'm Lexi.
I fucking love Lexi.
I am Lexi.
That's honestly the best position to be in.
I am literally, it's so funny because like in one of those last episodes, she's talking about how like she's been passive for a long time. And I was like, holy shit, dude, I feel that way sometimes. And like, I relate to her a lot, especially now, like in this season, how she's getting into theater and writing and directing. And I'm like, yeah, that's fucking me. I love it.
Yeah, like just using all the shit that she has been like seen as being an observer and like putting it into something, like making something out of it.
That's why, like, if you're ever in my presence, watch what you say, because it might end up in a script, you know,
for sure. Sometimes you just say shit and it's like, that's gotta be,
oh my god, script. so many instances and in quotes, you know, I'm just saving in my head. I'm like,
yeah, but it's definitely not a bad thing to be like Lexi. And I think like the cool thing about this is that like you don't have to identify with one single character. Like, I think we can, like, identify with a Lexi. Little bit of all of them.
Okay, hold on.
Right?
Lexi Sun, Cassie Moon.
Exactly.
And maybe a Cat Rising. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're definitely Maddie Sun or Maddie Rising.
Maddie Rising, Rue Moon.
Rue Moon, yeah.
Maddie Sun.
Yeah.
Something like that. But then we have Kat and all her, although I'm really like upset that they're not developing her storyline.
But we know why.
Yeah. So all this fucking bullshit, like this shit is so messy. Like what the fuck is going on? Like Sam Levinson, you're the director. Like get your shit under control. Like why is Nate ruining everything, or his character? My bad. Because he's out here like being a dumbass, saying dumb shit. I don't know if he's problematic or if he's just dated, like, obviously Zendaya. And wait, not I don't know character. Who else he fucked, huh?
Not his character. You mean the actor.
Nate, his actor. His
the actor that plays
person.
Nate.
Person. Okay.
No, right.
Yeah, so Nate.
In real life. I was calling him Nate.
I forget his fucking name.
Oh, fuck, what's his name?
I, like, know it and then I forget it all the time.
Pretty hot, though.
I go back and forth.
Really?
Yeah.
In the scene with the gray sweatpants.
It's weird. He looks so different from different angles. Like, I feel like the angles, like, he looks, like, cute from some angles and other angles he look weird. I don't know. But that's everyone, I guess.
Whatever. But, no, he seems pretty messy, I guess. I mean, so you said he dated Zendaya.
Yeah. And then they broke up, obviously.
Something happened. Now. Yeah.
I think he cheated, maybe. Who knows? I don't fucking know. But I don't know what the drama
apparently
is.
Though, right? I think you said that Zendaya doesn't want to be like in the same
room. I think Zendaya room. And Hunter Schafer don't want to film with him, which is Which crazy it makes to me because there's so many fucking things from season one that haven't been addressed.
Okay, but that's why.
That storyline, like they, like that, I thought it was going to build up to some other crazy shit. Like he was like threatening to expose her and all this fucking bullshit.
Well, it would have. But if they can't have scenes together, then
how's that allowed? Like you don't have fucking contracts.
Like, I mean, some of these actors, specifically like Zendaya, has more clout than Sam Levinson, you know? So
true.
I don't know about Hunter Schafer, but I mean, that's tough. But you're trying to keep the peace, you know, because these actors can walk. I mean, actually, no, I don't think they can. They do have contracts. I think they do have to participate. Like if they agree to do season two, they usually have to stick around. But if they're being, you know, it's hard to have somebody in the same room with somebody else then. You're probably just going to want to keep the peace and try to find an alternative.
Keep
it
professional then. Like, don't be fucking dating. Like, I always say, it's either going to end up in a fucking heartbreak and you break up or you're going to end up together. I think, literally, what are the other options? Is there other options?
No.
No. So, like, why the fuck would you date someone that you have to work with and go on and, like, keep filming with and be around?
I think there's a difference when you're dating somebody that you're doing a movie with. I mean, I still don't think it's smart, but it's almost inevitable, right? But if you're doing a whole franchise and like, or a series that's going to be reoccurring for hopefully for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want the show to be successful, like you shouldn't, you know?
I can't imagine but a like catching feelings like for a fucking coworker like that.
You can't imagine?
Can't. I mean, okay, for like.
As an actor that you have to pretend to be in love with?
I guess.
Acting is real.
To me, it's awkward. I guess that's why I'm not like a real actor.
I mean, acting is literally becoming. Like, it's doing. It's not really pretending. I mean, yeah, it's pretending, but it's.
On your style. If you're like method or like whatever it is. Like, some people really like become it, and some people just kind of can like transform and then like pull themselves out of it.
Well, yeah, sure. But you still have to be present and.
Yeah.
Feelings come naturally. So, I mean, I don't think it's like
doing all that shit in front of a camera. It's not like as romantic as we think. No. You know, but, like, I think it's more like awkward and like you have to be professional about it.
But you end up hanging out a lot with like rehearsals and like being on set together, going to each other's trailers and rehearsing and hanging out outside of, you know,
it's work. Just so stupid to fucking date if you know like you have to fucking film in the future. It's like you're probably not going to end up together.
But usually, people are not smart in love though.
That's true.
No one is smart and logical when it comes to love.
You right. I'm just judging them too hard because I just want the plot line to be better.
For the sake of the show, it is kind of annoying though.
Pisses me off.
You know, someone even mentioned like, why is Maddie's birthday not a fucking banger? Like this girl is like the most popular girl in school, right? And why, you know, why isn't she hanging out with the other guy?
Why wasn't Jules there?
And that's a big thing that people were saying, but I mean,
she would be there. They're fucking friends.
Most likely.
Because Nate's character.
Right.
Makes no fucking sense.
It's also, but like, Maddie knows about the tape, too.
Yeah, that's what, the shit's just unaddressed. There's so many unaddressed fucking things from like,
there's some plot
early
holes,
in the season or season one.
There's a lot of plot holes, but I think hopefully by the end of the season, a lot of these things are just
going to. They better fucking wrap it up.
I mean, if something doesn't happen next episode, I'm going to have some questions.
I thought this last episode was going to like, show shit. So like I guess
it's just building and building and building. But
we're recording this after episode 4. The one that ends with like the when Labyrinth, the music producer of the show, is like in the church at the end and Zendaya is like, we don't know if she's like OD'd or what happened. It's Maddie's birthday party. That episode.
The throw up scene, yeah. That episode.
Throw up. She was amazing.
Yeah. I mean
but another thing we didn't talk about, Kat. I think that was like from an episode before, the social media scene where all the fucking influencers are like yelling at her. I just wanted to briefly talk about it because basically I just want to make a statement. And then if you have to say something, like, I agree, like, toxic positivity is fucking horrible. Like, the whole influencer shit, like,
all this is
horrible. But it's also like everyone feels like a need to fit up to this standard of just like looking amazing on camera all the time. Like, of course, like if you are on TikTok or a content creator of any kind, you can definitely relate to that. Like, you feel like you can't film if you're not looking good. Like, I would never come on here and look fucking like a bum, you know? But like, I don't know, it's finding a balance. But I think for me, my way of making up for that is just not coming on here and acting like I'm like this like healthy relationship fucking guru. Like I've said, I'm not a fucking relationship coach, guru, love expert, therapist, like, psychologist, right. None of that. Like, I'm really just here just trying to be fucking real.
And as you're much learning as
I'm, you I'm learning, yeah.
Teach other people. Like, I'm like, share your experiences. Of course,
I preach all these things and, like, do research on different, like, methods for, like, helping a relationship be healthy and how to, like, spot when a relationship is not healthy, like, if you're dealing with a narcissist or manipulation, if you're being manipulative, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, I'm, like, never going to act like I'm all of that and that I'm not a real person messing up every day. And, like, I'm still toxic sometimes. I can be jealous, psycho, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So I don't want anyone really to ever put me on a pedestal.
You make some really valid points, and apparently, you know, it's making changes in people's lives. So.
Yeah, because I think at the end of the day, like, no one's fucking perfect, so...
But, and that's what's not relatable. That's the fucking thing. Yes. Being imperfect is more relatable than trying to be perfect. No one likes a perfect bitch. Like,
yeah, like... And that's people really need to be more fucking honest about not being perfect all the time.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's a balance. I feel like the younger generations today, which I sound very old saying this, but very, very open about, you know, being, like, very sad all the time or having mental illness, which, of course, very important. But there's definitely, a balance, right? There's, like, a happy medium of, like, trying to, you know, overcome those things. I think we're
finding a good balance because there was, like, this very toxic, like, self-deprecating era that millennials kind of went through where it was just, like, self-deprecating humor was, like, the fucking go-to. And, like, I'm glad we got out of that. I'm so glad we got out of that because, obviously, like, the tongue is powerful and just your mindset, of course. But, like, it was funny. Like, some of us cope like that. Like, I'll still make jokes here and there. But it's also good to just, like, say the things that you want to come to fruition, you know? Yeah. Like, you can't be like, I'm fucking ugly all the time. Like, I'm ugly, I'm fat, like, whatever. Like, that probably sounds, like, stupid coming from me. I'm not fat. But, like, just whatever it is, like, everyone is beautiful in their own way. I sound corny as shit. But, like, it's okay to feel ugly, but don't be saying that shit all the time. Like, you gotta, like, shake it off. Like, get out of that mindset. Like, it's okay to have those days, but do not get stuck in that. Like, it's also just, like, annoying for the people around you. Like, if someone else around you is struggling and trying to feel better and, like, you're bringing that energy, that's not good. You know? So just like, I don't know, like, go through it, but, like, try to get better.
There's obviously, like, the scene with Kat in bed, you know, like, getting attacked by all these positive influencers is, like, the extreme side of the, you know, toxic positivity movement. And that's, I feel like that definitely stems from Instagram. And then you have, like, some people on TikTok. I mean, it's a group. I wouldn't say it's definitely not everybody. But, you know, you have people that are very, very, like, just open about how depressed they are. And I think that's good to talk about it because it definitely helps people.
And it's relatable because we're all fucking depressed as shit out here.
It is. It is. But at the same time,
in, like, a certain way.
Balance.
Yeah, exactly.
Balance. Like,
you know, we all want to be depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
But do the work to be better.
Right. Like, exactly.
You can't just be sitting in a hole like, life sucks. I hate myself. And then just not, like, trying to be better.
Yeah, you need to seek the help, you know.
And, yeah, and to bring it back to, like, manifestation and all that, it's like, you have to, like, put in the work too. Like, you can't just, like, say a love spell or, like, manifest or whatever and just not do any action or be proactive in any way.
Yeah.
So.
But that was a funny scene.
Yes.
But, I mean, I don't know if you heard, but apparently the actor, Barbie Ferreira, is her name?
Something like that.
Ferreira?
I don't know.
I think it's Ferreira. Barbie. She was not very happy with the direction that her character is going in because there's drama with her and the director, you know, on set. And, like, everybody knows about it. Sounds like
there's drama with the fucking everybody.
Yeah.
Like, get it the fuck together.
I mean, I also heard about, like, Cassie being a little bit upset about, like, all her nude scenes and, like, kind of telling the director, like, I don't really see the points of being nude in this scene or, you know, showing my boobs in this scene.
Yeah, even that actress, the girl, she does, like, adult films. Yeah. Cherry something, I think, is, like, her name. Like, that scene where, like, the cops come to the apartment and she's, like, at her boyfriend still. I don't know if it's, like, in a motel or something where he, like, stuffs her in, like, the... thing. I guess originally she was supposed to be naked for that, but then he was like, the boyfriend actor guy, he was like, it's kind of weird, we haven't, like, I think that was, like, one of the first scenes, and he was like, that's weird, like, maybe let's not do that. So then they, like, didn't.
I mean, really,
and, like, it really didn't make a difference. There was no fucking need for that.
It's just to have nudity on set, you know?
Yeah. And it's fine, like a titty here or there. And like, I'm glad that there was like all these dicks flopping around because it's never dicks. And like,
yeah.
It's always like girls, like, it's not like I want to see dicks. Like, trust me, that shit, I don't want to fucking see that shit.
But that's the quality that we're asking for, yeah, man.
I just want guys to realize like how unnecessary it is because like it's always like titties and like titties sell, like in movies. Isn't there like stats for like if you have titties, it sells more?
Nudity in general.
Nudity. So, like, guys are like, oh, that's fine. But as soon as it's, like, guys watching Euphoria and it's all these fucking dicks and balls and, like, guys eating ass, they're like, this is so unnecessary. Like, what's the purpose? Like,
Yeah.
So that, you get it, huh?
That's something I do like, yeah.
So, yes. Keep hitting them with that.
Yeah. A lot of controversy.
All right. So there are a couple more topics real quick I want to go over. There is a pandemic, we all know that, but there's also an underlying pandemic that nobody's really talking about right now. I want to talk about it.
Doesn't even compare.
Yes, it does. Okay. Some motherfucking pick me pandemic, bitch. I'm fucking tired. Why the fuck are there so many pick me's lately, bro?
Is it lately now?
All the time. But I think lately, I think it has to do also with the rise of all these fucking quote unquote alpha male bitch ass men podcasters. Fucking bitches. I hate them. Oh my God. And I ain't naming no names because like I think everyone needs to leave them alone because at this point they're clearly just thriving off of fucking people hate watching and just mentioning their names. I was so mad that I learned his name. I didn't want to learn their names. I didn't want to learn the name of their podcast. I just wanted to hate them in my own mind and just let them fucking shrivel away. But it's just like they thrive off the negative energy.
And they become more popular the more that you comment, the more that you watch, the more that you like, the more that you talk about them.
Bitches wanting to go on.
The more you talk about them to other people.
Like, why are girls going on that podcast?
Well, to try to defend themselves?
Some of them, not really. Because they get treated so fucking horribly.
Yeah.
Those dudes disrespect the shit out of those girls. But like the girls will talk and they'll be like, no, I'm talking.
Well, okay.
I'm
respect.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know how to feel about it because like, I mean, women can go on the podcast to try to like defend women and have like,
there is nothing you could say to men like this.
Well, it's okay. It's a publicized debate, right? I mean, you see political debates, you know, happening all the time during, you know.
I would never breathe at them. I wouldn't fucking, no.
But also, it could be clout chasers or whatever
you call it. Literally, that's all it is. It's like these hosts think they're going to go on and fucking one up them. Like, you know, they edit the podcast at the end of the day. If you say something good, you don't think they're going to fucking cut it out?
They could, yeah. They could. If you're making them look bad, of course they will.
And if they leave it in, it's only going to be for the virality of it. Is that how you say the word? Like the fact that they can post it and they know that people that hate them are going to repost that clip.
Yeah.
Like, they're not fucking dumb. Like, they are fucking stupid
as
shit.
Well, I mean, they're just, but they know what they're doing. At the same time, if they go on the podcast, they're going to get more followers because people are going to be hating on them now. Like, the guy's followers are going to be hating on these girls that go on there.
It's just shitty because it's just, like, encouraging other dudes like that. And it's always ugly-ass fucking dudes that ain't got shit, like, talking out of their mama's basement.
I'm so glad that I don't know anybody that you're talking about. Like, they're out of my sphere.
Clips.
I don't know their names. I don't know.
On TikTok.
I don't keep up with them.
Mm-mm. It's probably because I hate watch. But the only time I do engage on a thing and I don't feel bad, it's on TikTok. It's because they got banned from TikTok. So anytime I see them on TikTok, it's people like reposting. So I don't feel as bad giving them time. But like,
banned on TikTok?
They got banned on TikTok. Yeah. Because they're fucking misogynistic fucking idiots. Okay. So I think this is all intertwined. And then also shout out to Erica Mo. I did the episode about marriage with her. She sent me like a screenshot of like a meme. I don't know from where. I'm not exactly sure. Facebook maybe? No, Twitter. And it's funny because I already had a couple screenshots lined up that I had seen like the day before. And then I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. I have to do a whole fucking segment on this because I'm fucking tired of these pick me ass bitches. And then she said basically that, yeah, same thing. Like that all these women saying these like pick me things, it's reinforcing misogyny. It's reinforcing everything that these fucking idiots on podcast are saying, you know? Mm-hmm. Because if you have girls out here agreeing, it's like, we are never going to be fucking free. We are never going to level up if there's these fucking dumb pick me bitches out here, you know? So the thing that she sent me, this girl, a woman, should I tag her?
No.
I'm not gonna. Okay. From now on, no. I'm only shouting out people if I agree like what they say.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not.
She said, fellas, ask yourself. One, can she cook? Two, is she organized? Three, does she have a father? Four, what is her religious spiritual foundations? Five, what are her career goals? Six, is she capable of making a home? Seven, is she a team player? Eight, is her credit decent? And then she says, if your answers to this are shitty, she's not the one. Move on. I'm saving you from a 1 to 2 year eventual breakup. And then this fucking man, you speaking. Oh my God.
First of all,
I want to throw up.
Maybe two of those things are somewhat valid.
It's the fact that number one is, can she cook for me?
Can she? No, the one for me is, does she have a father?
What, like, you could control that. I just stuttered so hard. That's how fucking mad I am.
That's so fucked up. Like,
what can she cook is number one. And then somewhere over here, number six, number five, what are her career goals?
I mean,
that's valid, but that's number valid. One, can she cook though?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe two, maybe three tops of those points are valid. But like, how is our list of what makes, you know, a woman wifey? I even hate saying wifey material, but like a partner material.
That's why I love to slander men for not being husband material.
Like, okay, exactly. Like, why don't we have
these? Most of y'all ain't.
Why don't we have these standards for men that we want to make our husbands? Can they cook? Can they clean? Like, literally.
You can ask all these same exact things back to him.
So maybe these are technically.
Does he have a father?
Okay. I hate that one. I don't like the religious one either, even though I do think that's important to talk about. But
yeah,
I think
in terms of compatibility, but like, that's it.
Compatibility.
Like, it's like she said it so like, oh my God, like. It's like those fucking Jesus ass fucking people. Like, that ain't no problem. Like, if you're religious, but yeah. If you're like out here fucking putting people down for like not having a religion or practicing, then you ain't shit.
Yeah. And if she can't cook, but she can make her own money, who cares? Right? Why are your standards so high for women? They have to do all of these things. On top of that, they have to make their own, what is it? Their own bag? Is that what he's?
Yeah. Get their own bag. Yeah. Whatever.
Get their own bag. That's a fucking lot.
Like, oh, that was another fucking tweet.
JK.
Yeah. Foreshadowing.
But still, how is her credit? Whatever.
It's just like, I don't want to be a hater, but I feel like more women can like check off things on this list than a man can.
Yeah.
Cook.
Well, yeah, because
have good credit.
Right.
Society. Organized.
Or societal capable standards. Capable of making a home. Societal standards for men are not to be organized. They're not to cook. They're not to clean. They're literally just to provide. Right?
That's provide and literally protect.
The only, right? Those two things are kind of like the only things that society kind of deems important for men. For women, we have like a lot, like we have a huge list of what, you know,
yeah,
our standards are, or like what men's standards are for women, yeah, and what it, you know, requires
and us like,
to be wifey material.
Obviously, we could talk about this shit forever, but that could be like a whole fucking episode in itself. I wanted to talk about this in the terms of what a fucking pick me ass dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Like why are you got guys over here like you're speaking like, oh my God, if you ever have a guy replying to your shit or a bunch of guys, once you get a bunch of guys agreeing with you, you said something wrong. You said some misogynistic shit. Delete that tweet now. What the fuck?
I mean, I hate, oh God.
Whatever. And then like, we got another screenshot that I took of this fucking, I was so mad. This is a different one. So this guy was like, having a bitch that cook, clean, and bring her own bag in is top tier.
Okay, that's the one I think.
And in all caps.
He sent me that one earlier.
And then, like, first of all, that tweet on its own, I roll my eyes, I'm fucking pissed. That's a dude, right? Yeah. Obviously, I go in there to look at the replies to see if any bitches are fucking saying stupid shit just to piss myself off, I guess. And there's always a couple. And a couple is too much. One is too much. Okay? This bitch said, very much. Why? I hate you. And then this other girl said, thank you. Blushy face emoji. Are you fucking kidding me? You said thank you to this man that said having a bitch.
Okay,
do you know that the word bitch is like a fucking servant, a female dog, which I feel bad that female dogs get called bitches now because of the horrible, like, what is it? Horrible.
Connotation?
Yes. Thank you. But like, yeah. Really, a guy's talking about like a bitch that could do this is that. And you said thank you. What the fuck is wrong with you hoes, man?
I mean, that is literally a pick me bitch. Like, fuck. I'm sorry. Ugh. But in this context, I can call her a pick me bitch because
you can call a pick me bitch in a context that she's being a pick me bitch.
Yeah, and women can call each other bitches, but men cannot.
Don't you dare.
Men cannot call women bitches. Like, I don't care what you say. Like, that is not okay. And there's all bitches, these women are agreeing with
women. We took back. We took that word back. No. So fuck you.
Oh, hell no.
Don't you ever call me a bitch, man.
And he legit thinks that he's saying some wise shit in this tweet.
Like, first of all, this is just like an adult cooks, cleans, and makes and goes to work.
I know. In my head, I'm like, basic. Like, these are all basic things that everybody should know how to do. I'm sorry. Everybody should know how to clean their fucking asshole. First of all.
And your house.
And clean your house. Like, if you have a dirty house, like, that is not okay.
If your house is dirty, I'm assume your ass ain't clean either.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly, like, men need to know this. They need to know this.
Literally, like, talk to other people, like, and like girls, like,
you got a messy area, you got a messy room.
I can't stand. They're not gonna fuck with
you. I'm sorry.
You were just watching like a video. It was like a reel, I think, on Instagram when this girl was like, "I'm sorry, but I don't like the word pick me." Why was she mad? Because there's nothing wrong with the word pick me, because there's lots of pick me's.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just the pick me word itself is weird.
Well, then don't be a pick me and you won't get called one. How about that?
No, bitch? I know. It's, I don't fucking know. I think it's just annoying more than anything. Like, I hate it. It's frustrating having to hate on women, but like, I think I've come to realization.
But some of them deserve it.
I've come to a realization that I'm sorry, we cannot all be friends. I'm sorry, we cannot all agree.
No.
And if you're over here, like, trying to be a pick-me person, your priorities are somewhere else.
Yeah, your priority.
And you're not with this movement.
Is still in fucking seventh grade looking for validation from a man. Like, yeah. Your mindset is still Cassie, yeah. And you're fucking 30, bitch. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Please grow up. If you're a pick-me listening to this, I love you. Please.
Okay, so I guess we have to also remember, like, there is a lot of internalized misogyny going on in our heads all the fucking time.
Yeah, and you have to fight against that. So yeah. If you're still a pick me and you're like 30, that means you haven't once self-reflected.
Maybe, honestly, and I know this sounds kind of fucked up, but some of these people don't have sisters or they don't have friends. Real friends, you know what I mean?
I agree.
Or like real role models, or like people, like friends that will be straight up honest with them that they're being a pick me bitch or they're saying some stupid shit. Like, yeah. I think that's important, you know, and that comes from being around women that are honest. And those are real friends, you know?
Yeah, I get so weirded out when girls are on Twitter like, oh, like, I just, if you have too many friends, like, that's a red flag, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, that means you don't know what a real friend is and you'll just have anyone around you. Like, I'm sorry that you're fucking traumatized. Like, go have some good experiences with people. But, like, women are, like, good. Like, yeah, sometimes you'll meet a bitch that's a fucking hater and, like, you fall out, whatever. But that doesn't mean that all women are shady, bad, jealous, hater-ass bitches, you know?
Yeah. Like, just obviously, people are projecting when they
keep going. It's the same thing as dating. Like, you can't be jaded and, like, hate all men. Like, they're literally not all like that, or people wouldn't be, there would be no good marriages, but, like, or relationships, but you gotta like sift through the bullshit and just be optimistic about it, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So then
that's the hard part.
I wanted to talk about one more thing real quick. There was another thing, I could save it for another episode because we're like pretty good on time. But this real quick, since it's relevant, our queen, Rihanna, pregnant.
Oh.
She's pregnant. Yeah, so yeah. Congrats to her.
That was surprising. Love her.
I've done one or two Rihanna songs on the episode, I believe.
One of your first ones, I think. Or
first Rihanna. Season, yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking about like narcissistic abuse.
Oh, yeah.
I think, yeah. Or something like that. So this one girl said, not tagging her either. This is an episode where I'm hating on pick me's. She said, that shit be so crazy when a celebrity gets pregnant. It's so beautiful. But when y'all friends get pregnant, it's, I could never be a baby mama.
What?
And this other girl was like, thank you. I judge both parties equally. It all looks crazy without a ring and some standards, sis. Okay, we know you're talking about Rihanna. We know you're talking about Rihanna.
Oh, the audacity.
Like, how the fuck are you going to compare Rihanna to a normal civilian? She's a billionaire.
First of all, she'll be okay without ASAP.
She'll be completely fine if he dropped dead tomorrow. Literally. I mean, other than, like, emotionally. But, like, financially, she will be able to support her baby for, like, 20 million lifetimes. She's a fucking billionaire, bro.
Yeah.
People just have so much audacity on Twitter.
So why are they even comparing?
Because they're trying to talk about, like, because she wasn't married, that it's bad. And this is what I mean by people that are religious and try to, like, push their values onto everyone. Like, what the fuck does a marriage benefit Rihanna? She would have to get a prenup. She's so much richer than ASAP Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
How does a marriage benefit her at that point?
She's a fucking billionaire.
She'll be fucking fine. I don't think there's no reason for a piece of paper.
Wait. He should sign the prenup.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she should make a prenup, whatever.
But I don't get it.
Just stop judging people for their decisions.
Why is there hate on women that are pregnant or people, you know, women getting pregnant without being married? I mean, I don't really get it. I know that, like you said, it comes from a religious kind of standpoint, but
and it's ideal in general.
In today, though,
if you're a fucking brokey, like most of the world, myself included.
A brokey.
But like, yeah, like, of course, because if you're, like, fucking someone, of course, you're probably going to want child support just in case shit goes south. But why are you talking about Rihanna? We know you're talking about Rihanna. When you said celebrity, bitch. She just announced her pregnancy. You're talking about Rihanna. Like, you're ridiculous. Like,
people are literally out here judging Rihanna for being pregnant and not being married. Like, that's insane.
It's pick me energy. If you're on the timeline trying to, like, get the attention of guys, you're a pick me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you're like, oh, Rihanna got married or had a baby without a ring, I think that's so trash. Looks around. Like, calm down, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Calm the fuck down.
I mean, okay, like, I guess there's a difference, right? Like, women are allowed to hate on other women, but if it comes to the point when you're trying to get the attention from men, like, that's when it becomes kind of toxic and, like...
Yeah. No, you could hate on a dumb bitch all day, but, like, yeah, but if when it's you're like trying constant, to do it in the name of male validation...
Yeah. Like, on like, a social platform where people can, you know, comment on your post or whatever, and you're just doing it for clout or responses, yeah. Like, then that's very clear that it's not, like, your real opinion. Like, you're just trying to get, like, male validation. You're just trying to get a boyfriend.
Yeah, not laid. You're trying to get a ring based on purity culture, you know? Ugh. I actually just made a TikTok about, because I've seen TikToks for like a year plus, ever since I started TikTok, you know, pandemic times, lockdown times. When this girl made a video and there were so many people agreeing with her, she was talking about how like calling women homewreckers is misogynistic. What? No.
Wait, what?
She was saying it's misogynistic to call women homewreckers because even, like, if they knew that you were in a relationship, mm-hmm. that the guy that they were fucking with was in a relationship, they don't owe the woman loyalty at the end of the day. And redirecting any hate towards the woman calling her homewrecker is misogynistic because you should put that energy towards the man. As if we don't have unlimited energy.
No, you should hate on both of them. You can hate on both of them.
People literally act like you can't hold two people accountable at the same time.
Literally, like, just because a man is out here cheating on his wife or girlfriend or whoever doesn't mean you can't hold this other woman accountable that she knows this person is married or has a girlfriend or whatever. Like, takes two to tango.
Literally. And if she didn't know, then okay, yeah, she's a victim too, of course. Why the fuck would you hate on a bitch that didn't fucking know? But if she fucking knows and she's taunting you and, like, people are like, oh, you can't. Fuck you. We have gone too far if we're not allowed to fucking call women side hoes, fucking homewreckers, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Too far.
No, I think we definitely need to hold women more accountable for their actions and, like, Also, just like point out when women are being stupid bitches, because women are not perfect. And I think that like it's a very toxic thing to hold women to this fucking like perfect standard. I think that's the problem with like, you know, this misogyny and stuff. Like, we can't be perfect and we can't all agree with each other either. So we just need to, we need to call each other out. We need to talk about these issues with other women, you know, and make it like a conversation that can be had.
Yeah, no, because every movement, I think, reaches, like, a point where, like, it's gone too far. And, like, you need to take a step back and be like, all right, we went too far.
Yeah, and I think that's what, like, with feminism is right now. Every feminist movement just goes, like, in a completely different, you know, direction.
It's like a boomerang. It's like you throw it and it's like, all right, it's like, oh, but obviously don't go all the way back, but, like, if we're not allowed to fucking talk shit on nobody, come on, that's counterproductive. Okay, like, there's pick-me's out here. Like, we need to be shaming them. Like, bring bullying back. I believe in bullying.
Bullying.
I think shaming and bullying is good in some cases. I'm serious.
Give me an example.
If a bitch is being a pick-me, bully her. Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
get your mind right.
So do you think it's okay for a whole... like
not jumped.
Group of people
not I mean
to bully on somebody,
maybe like three or four
what
three or four people
who makes these rules.
Okay, how about just make a TikTok shaming those type of people in general, because then it's not targeting anyone specifically.
No, yeah,
but I think it's okay to shame people that way. Like, you know, I've seen TikToks before where like they say something about a general group of people and I'm like, wait, that's me, and at first I'm mad and then I'm like, they kind of have a point.
But, okay, that's different than someone bullying you directly.
Yeah. No, that's what it's like, a type of bullying. Of course, I don't believe in, like, going and kicking someone's chair out and bullying, slapping them and be, like, ugly. But there's different types.
Yeah.
You know? And some people need to be bullied. Like, if you just let people run loose, like, you'll see these takes on Twitter where they're just, like, chronically online. Like, everything that they say is just too far gone, like,
I feel like bully, the word, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I like it.
Confronted, definitely.
I don't know. I think we need to bring bullying back. Anyway, I love all women. At the end of the day, I'll fucking go hard and protect all women. Yeah. And if a woman's being, like, attacked, if she's being bullied by too many people, that's too far. Also, it's counterproductive. Because then they're going to end up hating the people and then be like stand in their shit harder. And now you like there's no turning them around at all. Because like they're like pride. They're not going to want to change their mind over pride at this point. Because you bully them too hard. I think general bullying is nice. Yes. Making tweets. Social media.
General bullying. Okay, that's a different story. It's like, I don't know how I feel about that. But okay, I get what you're saying, I guess.
Yeah. So,
but no, I love all women as well. Like, but it's just people in general, people need to be confronted and, you know, taken accountable. And
yeah. Being, like all like hate on like a certain group of women all day if they deserve it. But then if a man comes and says something, I'm putting them behind me like, hey, you shut the fuck up, man. Don't you fucking talk to them like that. Like, just, that's not your place. Like, I'm coming here to talk about this because I'm a woman and I can fucking say that, but like, I don't need no man stepping in talking about that shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it is solidarity between women, and like, we don't want women to be pick-me's because it is creating all these fucking misogynistic men to feel like it's okay, because then they see like these women agreeing with them or just like, you know, it's like cohesion. I don't know. Like, it's symbiotic, misogynistic men and pick-me's. So as long as they're both alive, we're all fucked out here. Because that's kind of setting, like, the tone of, like, what's, like, peak fucked up that we can handle, I guess.
Yeah.
But shout out Wild 7 Studios. And by the time you're listening to this episode, my Shopify should be up. Simpin' After Dark. I got some dope-ass hoodies. I'm wearing one, so run to my Instagram to see it. It's so fucking cute. I'm so excited.
I love
them so much. The purple's dope. Black is dope too. If you're more like mysterious and sexy and like to wear black clothes all the time.
I can't.
I like both of them. The hood is nice. Yeah, the hood is nice. Details of like the cotton mix and the brand and all that, I'll put that in the website just because if you're like a hoodie person and you know what type of hoodies you like. And I'll try to like get pictures of like different people wearing different sizes and like heights of people so you can kind of get an idea, because I love when people do that. I'll try. We'll see. April?
Yeah. I mean, thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming on. It was a fun conversation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, keep up. If you don't watch Euphoria, hope you're watching. It's, I feel like I learn a lot from it every time I watch it. There's so many themes and, you know.
It's just fun TV.
Yeah, it's great. If you're on TikTok, there's a lot of people that are just like breaking shit down. There's a lot of themes that you can break down. There's a lot of like conversations that are being had about friendships and love and toxic relationships and drugs and abuse. And it's a good show. I mean, there's a lot of drama involved, but definitely check it out. Check out Wild 7 Studios. We're currently here at the headquarters. We have a movie called Debbie and the Devil that just came out in December. So be sure to check it out. It's a horror comedy film. So if you're into all of that, I think you'll love it. It's on Vimeo On Demand or the Wild 7 Studios website.
Instructions on the Wild 7 Studios Instagram.
It's in our highlights. In our posts.
It could be a little tad bit confusing possibly, but it's not at the end of the day.
As long as you have a Vimeo account, you can watch it. But
support indie horror, indie film. Yes. LA indie horror. Your girl did production design on that. So yeah.
And we also have a series called Amigas that Ashley and, you know, our other girls, Alexa and Brittany, starred in. So if you haven't seen that, that's a Spanish telenovela. So go check that out. It's a lot of fun, very funny. And we hope to be making more episodes this year.
That was amazing. That was a really fun time.
Yeah. So go support so we can make more.
That's all your plugs, Instagram or anything?
Yeah, my Instagram. If you want to follow me, I'm at April Directs, and you can follow Nightshade Collective at Nightshade Collective and Wild 7 Studios at Wild 7 Studios.
You can follow me at Sippin' After Dark on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Wow, this song is over. I've never done an outro so long.
I was wondering how long it was.
Me too. I love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Welcome back to season 5. Bye.
Bye.